Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Dr. Shirley Canis. I am the general manager of Blog Talk Radio, and it is a Sunday, let's see, November 8th, 2009, at 1:36 p.m. And we are now in a premium, on a premium account. So hopefully this show is going to sound better. Okay. So, anyways, what I want to do is we only have about 20 minutes, but seeing that we did not broadcast at all last week because we were just so busy with outreach, we are going to broadcasting today, of course, naturally. I want to say hi to all my Facebook friends and YouTube people. And it's just so wonderful to be here for you in every way that we can, spreading the good news of Jesus and encouraging each other while there is still time. Time is a gift. Time is precious. And again, I'm Dr. Shirley Caniff, General Manager of WSCIRO, and I'm here with my husband, Dr. Jeffrey Caniff. Dr. Jeff, say hi to the listening audience.
Hello, listeners.
Okay. We're trying to learn the back office of the new back office of Blog Talk Radio. It's a little bit more complicated, but not really. I mean, we just have to work it. But anyways, you know, when we have the Holy Spirit with us, we can get through anything. Well, we have about a good 15 minutes left in the show. I did start a little late than usual, but we're trying to get back into the swing of things. Today is going to be, because of our time, we're going to talk about being there for our brothers and sisters, namely, you know, people, you know, organizations, non-profit organizations that cater to the needs of the poor, okay? We don't always have with us, Jesus says in the scriptures, but the poor can also be people that are poor in spirit as well as material-wise. Sometimes there are rich people that are poor in spirit. They're also the poor too. Because something about how they would idolize their material possessions, you know, brings out the worst in them and not the best. There are people with money that do, but for the most part, when he who has the most toys often gets spoiled. My mother always told me when I was younger, she never wanted to give me everything that I wanted because it would be spoiling me and you know, and then I would expect it all the time and have no regards for others. So we're entering to a season of giving. The church, you know, the Catholic Church calls it Advent in the next couple of weeks. And, you know, of course, the greater body of Christ also acknowledges Advent too. And it all culminates in into Christmas. And it's just wonderful how everybody's getting into that holiday giving spirit now. The organization that we have been involved with as an outreach for about 15 or 20 years, and my husband, you know, since we've gotten married, we have been involved for about 7 years, 8 years, 6 years, and I think your family, when you were growing up, were involved with it when it was Cher. Right, yeah. And, and of course we are itinerant ministers, and our direct ministry involvement is with our ministry, Seek Christian Teaching and Worship Center, doing business at Seek Christian Outreach Ministries, and we have a school that's a part of that, Seek International Leadership School of Ministry. Right now it's online, but we're in the process of also extending that to actual literal physical place. So we are so excited about that. But we still need your prayers because the enemy does not want this to happen. And we have been involved with The Board of Sikhs since serve New England since August of this year. And, you know, because of the economic turmoil that this economy is facing, now I'm not even just talking about the United States, but I'm talking about global, all right, oftentimes the little people get affected the most, especially the ones that are helping the Anawim, all right, which is Hebrew for the little people. And so what happens is that they always get cut back first, you know. It's a trickle-down effect. And so we were asked to sit on the board because we, you know, from our conversations with, you know, people that were part of the administration of CERV and part of the board, liked our ideas. But, you know, there's always that, you know, on board of directors, there's always that, the human level, which, you know, people don't, when they don't share the same mission or vision, there's a lot, oftentimes, dissension. And usually when it's centered around the issues of finances, it can oftentimes get ugly, especially if people are not sharing the same mission or vision. And we have been working closely with the executive director, who's done an awesome job for the last 20 years, as you know, at the beginning when CERV was Share International, Share International, but CERV specifically Share New England, and she had sat on the board for like years as executive secretary, now executive director, and it oversaw two other potential closings. So there was always that that specific thing that was always gnawing at at the door of CERV to always shut down, because people do not, there's that element of society that does not think that that people that are in need need help, and it's all in the imagination. We were dialoguing between emails between board members regarding a certain statement that was made about, because of a particular struggle that we're trying to solve, that you know, when if somebody had referred to CERV as a sick animal, and I just got totally appalled with that. My husband had to hold me back, and so, you know, afterwards we prayed, and got, you know, God gave us a solution, and we and everyone on the board became more proactive instead of reactive. We challenged them to become more proactive. So, you know, our school ministry is all about teaching people the four phases of ministry development, and if we were to use those four phases and deal with the community on the community level, we would call it four phases of community development. Where you're nursing the board of directors of any particular organization, whether it be profit or nonprofit, back to health, so that they can function properly, and be able to receive grants, or it'd be more credible in the eyes of any people. So that's what the board has been doing. He's been calling us to be interceding for these, CERV, because we believe in the mission of CERV. Which has changed a little bit. It's this cute cliche, this cute saying, building a community one bite at a time. But we're also emphasizing community volunteerism, because that volunteerism on an inner level builds up character. And when you give, the more that you give of yourself, it doesn't have to be necessarily money, but anything to help somebody else's life in a good way, the reward is, according to CERV Food Cooperative, you can get good quality food at an incredible low discounted price. You save up to 50 to 60% at times, depending on what you buy. So so the consensus was, you know, when it, you know, people, the normal people that are part that purchase this food are struggling, and they seem to not be able to, you know, pay for certain packages. It can affect CERB because we depend on that to supply the vendors. So, but, you know, because people were not fundraising all along because they were so business savvy and thinking about certain things, you know, with the business, it's nonprofit. And what Jeff and I are doing, Dr. Jeff and I are doing here on the show, is we are appealing for anybody who would like to donate, you know, to, you know, for people who cannot afford packages that might be strapped, you know, but still need holiday packages so they can enjoy their holiday meals with their family, because that's, you know, we're in the season of giving, and, you know, it's really a bummer when families can't even afford discounted packages, especially during the holiday season. And the family meal and the holiday package can feed up to, you know, they're worth about $30, $25 to $30 can feed up to, we want to say, what, 6 to 8 people, Jeff? 6 to 8 people? Mm-hmm. Do you think
6 to 8?
4 to 8. Yeah, 4 to 8. But it depends on, you know, the appetites of the individual or whether you have children. But it's good quality food. I mean, fresh produce, fruits and vegetables, meats of all kinds. And the turkey's nothing to sneeze. That's a real big turkey, big size turkey for the holiday meal package and much more. Then you can get a meat package and there's specials too. But so, you know, we are calling for, you know, for people to, if they want, you know, pray and ask the Lord what it is that you want to give directly to serve, okay, for the holiday meals, for any other thing that you might want to bless you know, people with. You can designate that on the memo for, like, what it's for, okay? But you want to write the checks out to Serve New England and send it to 145 Bodwell Street, Avon, Massachusetts, and the zip code for Avon is 002322. Okay, again, Serb, New England, all right, and 145 Bodwell, Bodwell Street, Avon, Massachusetts, like Avon Products, and it's 02322, okay? And pray for us that God will be able to use us to help us serve New England, all right? Because we want to really see CERB continue, and we want to see CERB prosper, because it's based on the inspiration of Mother Teresa, and there are a couple of people that want to ignore the history, but we cannot ignore the history. You know, having to do with a wonderful woman of God who's blessed so many people and have nourished people to either health or spiritually and as well physically. They do wonderful work. Mother Teresa, years ago in Newton, Massachusetts, I just bumped into her. I would say it was after an event that she was at, and I just bumped into her. So anyways, I just wanted just to, you know, share this with you. So I want to read something that the Lord had poured in my heart, and I posted it on Facebook notes regarding a conversation. What kicked this off was a conversation I had with a bishop from Pakistan regarding the poor. And but I just wanted to read this sermon. I just want to leave with this last bit of, you know, something that makes you think, that makes you pause and meditate. Selah. And this is a sermon that has been generated over a span of of a year since 2008. And it's called The Rights to Life, the One Sermon Challenge. I actually submitted this to the One Sermon Challenge at one.org, Bono's organization. It says, at the cross, our dearly beloved bridegroom king, Jesus, gave us his rights. He has given us the rights to his life and the release of his spirit to cry out. He has given us the rights to his life and the release of his spirit to carry it out. He has given us the rights to his life and his will to carry it out. He has given us the rights to his life and the freedom to carry it out. He has given us the rights to his life and the strength to carry it out. For he has died and risen from the dead that we might have his life and have it more abundantly, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cleanse the lepers, and to feed the poor. For this is our inheritance. This inheritance is our great commission. How can Jesus be seen and experienced if we are not willing to go out, if we are not willing to cry out? Jesus says, the least that you do for the least of my people, you do unto him. And who are the least of my people? Who are the least of his people? Who are the least of our people? The poor, the widow, the emotionally and mentally disabled child and individual adult, the orphan, the homeless, the lonely, and the poor at heart. Jesus' whole message can be summed up in this one quote from Scripture. I came that you might have life, and I'm going to put it in quotes, my life, and have it more abundantly. The only Jesus that the poor needs is us, and more than that, we need them. But many times in our journey on the way to claiming our inheritance in Christ Jesus in fulfillment of the Great Commission, we oftentimes get sidetracked to the dialogue that echoes in our heads. I call this the dialogue of two minds. That war that takes place between our two eyes and ears. This war is also known as the war between the flesh and the spirit. For some of you who are fortunate enough not to partake in this soliloquy, let me refresh your minds and hearts. Dialogue of the two minds. Your opinion counts. It's your life. It's your mind. You do matter. My opinion doesn't count. My thoughts are scattered. Life's full of chatter. My dreams are shattered. I don't matter. I decide. It's my life. It's my mind. I do matter. We decide when it's time to use our minds to march in time. Our opinions do count as one. And, of course, the last stanza is what most of us should be walking in. I had a dialogue in my Facebook chat room early this morning with a bishop from Pakistan who was telling me the conditions of life within the people of Pakistan. He informed me of this fact, that the level of poverty in Pakistan is so severe that there are individuals who are selling themselves, you know, women selling themselves in prostitution, even families selling their daughters, their virgin daughters in prostitution, and also people giving parts of their body for money, like kidneys, in order to survive. What will it take for the body of Christ here in America to finally open our eyes and wake up and serve the needy in this country, to serve the poor, the elderly, the special needs children, the special needs adults, and the broken-hearted in the USA? This level of poverty is stupid, according to Bono. It's called stupid poverty. Folks, we live in some adventurous, perilous, and exciting times. We all agree on that. And in order for us to be effective in this global economy, we need to lay down our lives by stepping outside the chatterbox of our minds and respond, because the only thing that stands in the way of the one, of that one person that you can help, is simply ourselves. And so I just, you know, ask the Lord to just bless you as you really get a hold of this sermon, you know, that I just submitted to one.org. It's the first time I've ever published a sermon. And, you know, I published several things on Facebook, but this was definitely, well thought out. It took about a good year to write and just put it all together, because I was waiting on the Holy Spirit for it. So, Lord, just bless my people. Bless your people. Bless my friends on Facebook and YouTube. And, Lord, just give them your heart of love and the power to love and the power to heal your people, and those, especially those in need. Amen. I love you all. I have to go. and bring my husband to work. But God bless you, and I look forward to chatting with you in next week's broadcast, where we hope to open the chat room. We have an actual chat room in this new premium account, and I am so odd. And then again, if you want to send a check, you know, to help out the people who, you know, want to purchase food but cannot because they cannot afford the food for the holiday, either Thanksgiving or Christmas, send a check in any amount. All right, they're a 501c3 to Serve New England. All right. And that is again, 145 Bodwell Street, Avon, Massachusetts, 02322. And in the memo, put holiday meal package, whether it be November or December, okay? And we will apply it to either one of those months. Again, keep us in prayer. We're going to be writing for grants, but more than that, we are going to be in prayer for Serve New England because they've been under attack, and all we want to do is to do God's will. Okay. God bless you. Bye-bye.